maybe I might now just go into the surveys that we do. Some of them are on an annual basis in our diocese. And the first is every year, of course, we're keeping track of our compliance with diocesan policy. And chart one, you see that in 2006, we had, I think it was a 79% compliance with diocesan policy. So that's a year into it. Priests are still working with them to get them on board with the policy. By this should really be 2012. I reported in 2013, but these are 2012 numbers. We had 96% compliance with diocesan policy. The year before, in 2011, we had 98% compliance. And by this, that 4% is that there were 12 marriage files that did not have a certificate in it or an explanation why there was not a certificate. So out of all the marriages that were done, there was only 12 files that were unaccounted for. Otherwise, everybody either received a relaxation or had their certificate of completion in their file. At the end of each series of instructions, couples are asked to, they're not obligated, to fill out a survey. And these are the questions on the survey that we're asking of the couples. And the first is overall just, was the program helpful to you? 2012, I think it's about 68% found the program to be helpful. But this, I think this shows us that we are accomplishing the goal of our program, and that's to educate couples. 98% of couples left the class saying, I now have a better understanding of the church's teaching on NFP. And that's what we want to give to them as a gift, is an understanding of the church's teaching. Then these questions are more attitudes about sexuality and behavior with our couples. Again, North Dakota is no different than across the nation. 64% of the couples who are coming asking for the sacrament of marriage are either sexually active or living together. Question number three, we now plan on saving sex until we are married. We're seeing, this is an indication of a change of heart. Yes, some have changed their mind. I think with this green area, we're not sure. It's an indication of several things. Either one of those fiancés is saying, yes, I want to do this, and the other is saying, no, I don't. And so there's a conflict there with them. Or it's this cultural letting go of the security of contraception. They just haven't crossed that line yet with saying, I'm going to trust my fertility with God. And that's a huge obstacle for couples coming to the church for the sacrament of marriage, is letting go of that security that they have already found in contraception and really making that leap of faith and desiring to trust in God. And so a lot of these not sures are coming from that kind of an attitude. We do see couples converting and saying that, I'm going to give up my contraception practice, and yes, we want to use NFP in our married life. And then we do have couples who are living chastity in their courtship, who are not on the pill, and who are coming into marriage preparation already on board with living God's plan for love and life. And those are beautiful couples to see. And oftentimes those are the couples who are going to say, you know what, this is so great. I want to become an NFP teacher. And so we've been greatly blessed by new young couples coming forward and wanting to teach NFP. And just in June, in preparation for being a part of this panel, we did survey the priest of our diocese just to get kind of some feedback on their experience with our NFP policy. And we have 85 active priests in the diocese, and 35 of them responded to our survey. may not sound great, but for the Fargo Diocese, that's a great number. They're not, online surveys are not their thing. So I won't go into too much detail with this. You all have copies of the results of the survey. Again, it's not a scientific survey, but just a general wanting to see what are priests experiencing when couples are coming back to them after taking the full course of instruction in NFP. And again, just this affirmation that couples are grateful for the knowledge that they receive on NFP. That, you know, they're just happy to have that information, even though they might not choose to practice NFP at the beginning of their marriage. Couples, yes, we do have couples who are resistant to taking the classes, but experience a change of heart. And I'll share with you one experience that one of my teachers had. She teaches in a classroom setting, and there was a couple in the back, just not listening, just not paying attention. They came back for their second session with her, and all of a sudden, they wanted to know everything that was going on, because what had happened between the first and second class was that the woman had experienced a blood clot, found herself in the emergency room in a life-threatening situation, and she could no longer take the birth control pill. And she was ready to learn natural family planning. God works in wonderful ways. But, you know, it's just... and then again, this couple struggling with letting go of the security of NFP. In general, what is your experience of couples' attitudes, growing in understanding, conversion, and resistance to NFP? We still have a long ways to go. Our program is by far not perfect and continually evolving. Especially in the rural areas, couples do have trouble scheduling classes. And one thing that I do want to say, in our diocese, we do not offer online instruction as an option among options. Our bishop, it was his preference that couples learn with a live teacher, if not for the education opportunity, for the opportunity for evangelization and to establish relationships with a teacher. The only time that we offer online is if couples simply are living apart. You know, someone's in the military or they're going to school in two different locations. And in the years, I've had maybe two couples who will do the online course. We do it through CCL and have a protocol set up for them to do that. And then I do want to address in 2 minutes women using the pill for medical reasons. And part of our compendium is our diocesan response to that question for priests. And we make it clear to the priests that it is not within their realm of ministry to offer medical advice. And they cannot tell a woman to come off the pill for medical reasons. But they do have a responsibility to share with those couples the moral ramifications of the birth control pill as a possible abortifacient effect and possible harm to their fertility. And, you know, NFP instructors can go more into that question as they're working with couples, but as far as our priests, it's a difficult situation for our priests when a woman is coming in on the pill for medical reasons and to begin to address that issue with them. But they do see those couples as well. And then on just this last slide as well. So
we have about 4 minutes before Mass time. Cindy, did you have anything that you were finishing?
Because I do want to say that this is such a fabulous presentation. I'm going to get this and upload it on the Bishop's Conference NFP section of our website under Diocesan NFP Ministry for the Coordinator. I'll post it there, but I'll also have an announcement on the main page of where it is as a resource. That's what we ran out of. So You'll be able to get the PowerPoint from our website after the conference.
Oh, that'd be good.
And Cindy, can you take 2 minutes? Because it's four minutes.
I would just say that we have some great stats that are coming, but because 2010 was a transition year, not everybody went through the entire policy that year. So that one we don't really have the complete data from. Our next year, where everybody did, we had 70% compliance. And that's our only complete data because 2012 wedding stats aren't in yet. So we're teaching, 1,100 couples that year, almost 1,100, and so far we've taught 600 and half of this year. Yes.
One concern, I know it's only 2 data points, but you had an 18% drop in the number of weddings. Coincidence?
Could
this be suppressing the number of weddings?
It could be. Yeah, they could be going elsewhere. We don't know. Yeah, but they've been going down even before this.
That amount. That's a big drop.
It's a big drop, yeah. We don't know. Yeah.
Society.
I know, but 18% in one year is a huge drop, so I'm concerned. I want to look at the longer-term trend. We don't want to discourage weddings.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's something, we feel a responsibility to look at the data.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you all for coming. Thank you.